He Has Set Eternity in Our Hearts by Amanda Eidelman, read by Ellie Johnson. He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart. Ecclesiastes 3:11. Humans are unique in all of creation in that we contemplate life after death. The animals haven't filled the jungles with caution tape in an effort to avoid death. They are born, live, and die without the ability to consider a different fate. Humans differ from animals because we are acutely aware of our mortality. Death does not feel natural to us. It feels like a curse. As a conscious and reasoning creature, having to face the reality that we, in this human form, will come to an end feels unfair. I've been asked many times the question, how do I live with peace with the knowledge that I have been born to die? We all feel this tension and fear at some point in our lives. This is why stories of loss, death, disease, and other risks fill the headlines, because we as people can't help but look. Humanity is not at peace with our own mortality. The Bible explains our situation in Ecclesiastes 3:11, which says, "He has made everything appropriate in its time. He has also set eternity in their heart." If we are honest, existence without eternity is too short, too meaningless, and rubs against the truth we all feel when we stop to examine our own hearts. Thankfully, the God that made us has not left us alone. He wrote a story that we can read in the Bible that helps explain who He is, what we mean to Him, and shares with us a glimpse into eternity. Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth in the form of a man so that we might believe and be saved. God knew that without a Savior who could make up for man's sinful nature, we were all doomed to an existence that would forever be separated from the perfect God. Jesus, during His time on earth, shared with His disciples insight into what God's big rescue plan is for His beloved creation. In John 17:3, Jesus says, "This is eternal life, that they may know You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent." Eternal life begins here and now. Until the moment we pray the prayer of faith, we are dead. When we come to know God and Jesus Christ, His Son, it is then that we are reborn and begin a new life as a part of God's family. Eternity begins with our conversation, but extends past our physical death. Jesus explains to Martha in John 11:25-26, that He is the resurrection and life. Jesus goes on to say that if we believe in Him, you will live even if you die, and those who believe never die. Jesus promises that when we pray a prayer of faith that invites God into our lives, we are promised an eternity with Him in heaven. Romans 6:23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." God has given us the free gift of eternal life with Him. This is something that we surely do not deserve, and it is only by God's grace that we are saved. Take a moment and thank God for rescuing us from what we deserve. If you do not know Him, consider asking Him to be your God so you can begin to experience eternity on this side of heaven.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.